Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I had said it was a high of Greg Lloyd today at 92, but that was Limit's mistake. It's a high of Greg Lloyd at 95.
It was. Yesterday was James Harrison, and I forgot to change the 92 to 95.
I should have recognized the mistake and not blamed you publicly. Bob, do you agree with that?
Yes.
Can you turn on your mic, Ron?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Let's go to the Batconian mongoose, Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. Where are you today, Brian? There he is on our YouTube channel. How are you today as well?
I'm hot, Joe. It is stifling out there, whether it's
you should go
Greg
on Love
Lloyd
Island.
Or James Harrison.
If you're hot,
it's hitting hard.
Sorry.
What'd you say, Bob?
Nothing. No, don't pay attention to me. Austin understood that. It was a reference to something else.
Oh, okay.
Bob and I have a lot of inside jokes today, Brian.
That nobody else gets, which
apparently
is their
not.
Inside
joke. Well, you're talking about sex with a dolphin, for goodness sakes, or whatever
oh my
you're
God.
Talking about.
Brian, I'm sorry you had to hear that. I talked
what was
about
that movie.
What?
That was like, I think it won the Oscar.
Ace Ventura?
Was some sort of.
Ace
no,
Ventura, the dolphin.
No, I wasn't. There was a movie with a fish sex scene, and it was like a.
Bob, why did you have to bring
movie?
Why because, did you bring this on? I said the woman dated a dolphin she was doing research on in the 60s, and you've
right.
turned it into an X-rated
but I mean,
segment.
No, I mean, what and kind I have of communication Brian talk- can you... Brian, can you communicate with a dolphin to the point where you decide you want to date the dolphin? I mean, there are
the shape
some things
of water
that are understood.
The movie that I'm thinking of. I never saw it, but...
The Shape okay. of Water?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Bob has a question for you, I guess. Is this your first question,
No, I wanted
Bob?
To find out what you think about the nickname. That was my first question to you. The mongoose. Do you get a lot of...
What was the nickname?
The Batconian mongoose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I think it's been great for my personal brand. And, you know, it's... It could be worse. You know, in high school, people called me Bat. So that was pretty simple. But Batconian mongoose, while a bit wordy, I think it fits.
Also, Brian, I'm interested in getting back into pickup basketball. Do you play regularly and am I invited?
Yes, and yes, you are. I play indoors and like during the week one time, and then I play outside, which Pony knows about. He's come to the outside pickup games in Shaler, and I think they'd be good for you, Joe, because they're 2-3 zone pretty much by culture and standard there. So it'd be a good way to ease back in.
Please text me on that. Yes, I have to play a zone. I have to play up top on a zone without moving much, and then basically I'm a hired gun. A 3-point shooter, but I have sort of made a comeback here. Limits, I look good at
we
the Fan 5
There's
Alarm
guys
Marathon.
Older than you who play regularly.
Oh, good.
Joe did look really good. I mean, we all know that Joe's a shooter. And if he can move around a little bit, watch out.
You got to watch those Achilles injuries, just like Tyrese Halliburton.
Well,
it doesn't take
me.
Much, especially as you get older.
That's what I'm afraid of. Does Mulzy play in these?
No, the last time I played hoops with Mulzy... Was you remember Greg Hotchkiss, the
former
Pitt men's basketball?
Yeah. Of
yeah,
course.
SID. He used to have media pickup games at the Pete.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've seen a lot of that's where I played with a lot of my media. Well, back then they were sort of my media role models because I was in college, I think, but played with Zeiss, Mulzy, Tim Benz. Trying to think who else would have been at those. Maybe Adamski. We also used to play at Steelers training camp pre-COVID. I don't think that's ever coming back. But every once in a while, we'd go up to the St. Vincent gym and play with some of the team employees. That was fun.
Myself and Jeremy Fowler were an unbeatable 2-on-2 team because he's gigantic and has a post.
Yeah, Fowler's good.
Oh, he has a post game. And I hit the three, and we destroyed people up at Steelers camp. I throw it into Fowler. He's going to beat anybody 1-on-1. They go as soon as they go to double him, it's right back to me for a three. We were really good, Brian.
Yeah, those were fun times. And, you know, 2019 was my first year on the beat. So that was really the only time I got to play up there. But Will Graves, he would come up and play too. Yeah, Adamski. So those were, those were fun days. But that was also back when the media could stay in the dorms up in Latrobe, and a lot has changed since then. I remember when I first started covering the Steelers, there were some old war stories about like Kevin Colbert playing with agents and guys like that. So I never really was able to track that down, but maybe in the future, that'll be a good retrospective.
All right, let's talk some business here. You have some time off. You've gone through the mini camps and all the other things, the OTAs. We've had this discussion before, Brian, about where you think the Steelers are. Are they better than the team that ended the season last year, even though we haven't seen much other than these practices? But based on roster compilation, what they have, are they better in your mind moving into 2025?
Maybe slightly is probably how I would answer that in the shortest of ways. I think Aaron Rodgers is an upgrade over Russell Wilson. I don't know by how much, but I mean, that's a good place to start. Mm-hmm. And yet there are a lot of other pieces that have to fall into place, I think, both to elevate Aaron Rodgers and take advantage if he is indeed, a drastic improvement from the QB play that they got last year. So the offensive line, especially those bookend tackles on paper and, you know, potential wise better, but we still need to see it. And the defense, you know, they've brought in an influx of talent. And will that talent be ready? That all remains to be seen. But again, I think when you just look at the depth chart, the two deep, there are some more pieces to work with there.
Brian Bacco, the Post Gazette. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line on which you can communicate with our dear friend City Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So do you think there's anything to the Steelers going after either, maybe both, but either Mike Hilton or Jalen Ramsey? And would it make sense?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Mike Hilton, obviously they're familiar with him and vice versa, but I can also think of some games in recent history where they've exploited Mike Hilton in some matchups. You know, I can remember specifically a slot fade to George Pickens down in Cincinnati where Hilton didn't have a chance there. So they know his limitations as well. I don't know what they would be willing to pay him now at, what, I think 31. As for Jalen Ramsey, I mean, he's getting up there in age too, but I mean, he's on a different level than Mike Hilton as a player. I think there'd be a lot of moving parts there for that to fall into place, but I guess I'll just say this. I mean, the Steelers do have some wiggle room under the cap. They've got some money to spend. And, you know, I think slot corner is one of the areas where they could choose to make a splash, depending on where their confidence level is in Beanie Bishop going into year two.
Bob, are you in favor of either Hilton or Ramsey?
I'm in favor of somebody because I think they need more depth. I do. I mean, you're one injury away from being in that situation. And I know you can't, you know, figure out all depth issues because every NFL team has them, Brian. But that position is one that I think you need as much of it as you can get. I know the inside linebackers have gotten deeper with the return of Cole Holcomb. You hope the defensive line has, but that cornerback spot, man, and it's not, you know, JPJ's coming off a sort of a sophomore slump sort of season, and I think he needs to really be better this year. And Slay is getting up there in age, so I think you do need somebody else. I'm not sure who that would be, though.
Well, I think Corey Trice and Brandon Echols are okay as backups on the outside. I mean, I am really more sort of interested in that inside spot, which is essentially a starter in today's NFL. And you think of the names that they've rolled through there post Mike Hilton, who, tip your cap to him and the Steelers, he was a great find. He was an undrafted gem who played so well, that he actually priced himself out of town. But since then, it's been, what, Arthur Millette, Chandon Sullivan, Patrick Peterson played in there at times at the end. And then this past season, Beanie Bishop and Cam Sutton, who was sort of a reprise of when he initially replaced Mike Hilton. So it's not like they've invested much in that position. And it's a crucial one. So many NFL teams now are taking advantage of that by putting their best receiver in the slot and taking advantage of those one-on-one matchups. So I'm sort of waiting for the season where the Steelers don't try to get by with a veteran retread or an undrafted free agent. Although I know those guys they tend to be scrappier. They play with a chip on their shoulder. They'll come up and tackle and do everything you ask, but there's always going to be some of those physical limitations.
Brian Bacco of the Post Gazette is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Which rookie is going to make the biggest impact this year in your not so humble opinion, Brian?
I'm going to go with Derek Harmon, but I'm pretty much in a coin flip there between him and Caleb Johnson. I think they'll both have ample opportunities. Both will be in sort of rotational roles. You know, this is the first year in a while, I guess, where, you know, there's not a rookie coming in who is probably going to be expected to play, what, 100% of the snaps at that position. Obviously, that the plan didn't go according to plan last year with Troy Faltanu, or else he would have been out there at right tackle every game. Broderick Jones, you know, he was sort of blocked and was placed in the slow cooker rather than the microwave as a rookie. But these two guys, Johnson and Harmon, have the benefit of they can play right away, but they don't have to do all the heavy lifting at that position because there are other veteran options who have different styles and can, you know, offer changes of paces on offense and defense.
Limits?
He's on the phone right now.
He's on the phone right
yeah,
now. I was going to tell him that the thought of leaving him out of this conversation leaves Bob greatly saddened. Do you have a question for Brian?
I do. I would not want Bob to be saddened whatsoever. You know, Brian, when we all talk about the Aaron Rodgers fiasco that once was before he ultimately signed, but now that he's here, a lot of people have changed their opinion on if they wanted Aaron Rodgers to ultimately be the Steelers quarterback. Are you one of those people that had his mind shifted a little bit now that Rodgers is signed and will be appearing on the McAfee show today?
No, not really. I still very much question whether the baggage is worth the addition there, whether the juice is worth the squeeze as far as the ceiling goes with him. And, you know, I'm all for keeping an open mind, changing your mind based on what you see. But unless we mean anything from him, he even said taking it slow, 3 days of mini camp and really watching from behind the offense with the coaches rather than getting those live reps in 11 on 11 or 7 on 7 or whatever. So, you know, he hasn't really had an opportunity to sway me on the physical part of it. And, you know, the other thing too is I am still skeptical of the timing of it all and missing OTAs when you're coming into a new team and so much of what you do is predicated on chemistry with your pass catchers. But, you know, these things always happen. You know, the Steelers make a move and then suddenly it's a better move because they did it. But if that were always the case, then there would be no reason for us to ever analyze sports or give our opinions or takes on what the teams do if we just always said they must know best.
Let me ask you about Jaire Alexander. He ends up with the Ravens. Because he was so young, you know, and out there available at 27, is that somebody you thought maybe the Steelers might bring in, getting back to the cornerback situation, only because of, you know, two-time Pro Bowler at a younger age, not one of these guys who are in the 30s and available?
No, because I think that would have just flown in the face of the plan that you had all along at outside corner, which was signing Darius Slay. I mean, that's the only place that he's going to be, I think. You know, I guess you could always tinker with moving somebody inside. They did that with Patrick Peterson his year here when he'd never really done that in the NFL. But I mean, I think Porter and Slay, whether you think they're going to be good or not, I do think the team believes they are entrenched in those two spots. And Jaire Alexander, at least to this point in his NFL career, he doesn't play that nickel position. So that would have been kind of three round pegs and one square hole there. So I didn't really see a fit. I think Ramsey's someone who's a little bit more versatile and you can move him around in those sub packages if that were to happen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you a believer in Slay, though, at his age, and especially at $10 million? I was a little surprised by that price tag.
I don't know if I'd call myself a believer, but I mean, I'm willing to trust that the instincts will still be there. And, you know, what he's lost physically, he's gained in terms of football IQ and above the neck stuff. I mean, he even said that when he got introduced here as a free agent signing, was like, hey, if I know where the receiver is going to be, that gives me that extra split second that I had when I was 24, now that I'm 34. So, I mean, that sounds all well and good. We'll see if it, you know, holds up in game. But yeah, Jaire Alexander to the Ravens, I just thought made a lot of sense for both sides. Not only is there that synergy with him and Lamar, his Louisville teammate, that's some good vibes, but outside corner was a place where they didn't really do a whole lot this offseason because they also are big fans of that compensatory pick formula and trying to game that as much as possible. Well, yet again, they're able to get a potential massive upgrade at that spot. And this feels like one of those off seasons where the Ravens are kind of pushing all their chips in the middle. And, you know, once again, all eyes are on them in 2025 to finally get over that hump.
Brian, you're one of the finest mongoose I know. Have a great day out there. Bob, is the plural of mongoose, mongoose?
I think so, yes.
Brian, you agree with that?
Geese.
Not sure, but city limits, I tried to mow a wiffle ball field into my grass last night. I might have to send you a picture and get you to evaluate that.
Yes, please do that.
Can you play an exhibition game there?
I would love
to. Wait a minute. How do you do that? That takes special.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Doesn't take special equipment to do that, Brian.
Well, it's not very good. I just dropped my, my blade a little bit and tried to make like a diamond in the grass. But hey, it was my first pass at it. We'll see how it goes.
Not sure a fence? Great.
Is there a cornfield?
No, not really. There's a hill that slopes down, so we could come up with some ground rules for that. But
it's like Taos Hill out there in Houston.
Very much trial and error.
I like it. Thank you, Brian.
Yep. See you guys.
See you, Brian.
Bob, it turns out the Rangers giving the Penguins their 12th pick this year instead of a first-round pick next year could have something to do with if the Rangers, this is from Tom Galitti, who covers the Rangers for the NHL.com. If the Rangers were to offer sheet an RFA, give an offer sheet to a restricted free agent, they'd need their own 2026 pick if the offer sheet reached a certain salary level. So he's just throwing that out there as, you know, if you're looking for reasons why, maybe they're going to throw an offer sheet at somebody and they'll need that pick.
That could be, well, yeah, I didn't think of that component of it, but if that's the truth, then they could be looking at someone who has a restricted free agent who they're willing to deal with. And that wouldn't surprise me.
Bob, I'm saddened that you're leaving soon because we're going to do the five best athletes of the quarter century in our ongoing quarter century series. If I told you the five best Pittsburgh athletes since 2000, in no particular order, although we could put them in order, Sid, Ben, Gino, Kutch, and AB, would you disagree with that, college or pro?
Well, I mean, I'd have to put Roethlisberger in there ahead of AB, even though AB is...
I did. Sid.
Oh, you said Ben. I'm sorry.
Sid, Ben, Gino, Kutch, AB, in no particular order yet. Limits, do you have an addition to that list?
I would like to add Troy Polamalu to that list.
And take off who?
That's the problem.
That's
Who
do you take off?
There are a lot of guys I'd put in the list, but if you're going to... You have to extend the list then.
It's your top five.
I know that.
Are we doing this later? Do I have time to think?
No.
Then I guess I would take...
McCutcheon?
Oh, no, I can't take McCutcheon off the list.
AB?
AB
was a freakish athlete.
But...
I think I would... No, I don't think I can take AB off the list.
Who do you take off the list? Gino? Certainly not Sid or Ben.
No, Sid and Ben don't come off.
Now you see the problem, don't
you? Yeah. It's either
these
Gino.
These are always the problem when you have especially when you have a lot of good.
But that's what makes it fun.
It is. But I don't know that I would take. I mean, Troy.
Take AB off for bad behavior?
Well, Troy deserves to be on it, you know.
Who do you take off, Bob?
I'm going to take AB off. I'll put Troy in there. He's in the Hall of Fame already, and I don't know if Antonio Brown will be. He did have a 6-year run unmatched by anyone.
Kutch had a 3-year run, approximately, where he was the MVP and was among the best players in the league. Did Troy have a longer run than that? He was Defensive Player of the Year, and how many years was he one of the best defensive players in the league? I might be tempted to do that, or Gino, but that would
be
tough to
AB,
take
a, so you're not taking AB off, period.
AB, maybe, well, Sid, I guess, is the other guy. AB was the best player at his position in his league for more years than anybody in Pittsburgh sports, with the possible exception of Sid in this century.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. That's why I think ultimately he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, but I don't know if he's going to end up getting there. Because right now, where is he? I can't find him.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
He's still in Dubai, I think, right now. He still hasn't come back to the country. They're trying to talk to him about the attempted murder charge.
That should play a role in this.
Or at least investigation.
I mean, do we have a morals clause in this?
No, if we not have, no, and I often am against moral clauses. I think you should just judge guys on what they do when they're there. That's it. If you're going to start, you know, going into their backgrounds and their history and their personal issues, a lot of guys wouldn't be eligible. So based on his performance, yeah, he deserves to be in there. I may have to take, maybe Geno comes off that list.
I think that's a possibility.
I mean, if you're talking about, if you're talking about,
I know, but Geno won.
I know what he won.
Calder, the Hart, the Conn Smythe, scoring championship.
Right, I get it.
You're asking me
about five guys.
I know. I'm just making a little counterpoint.
And we're talking just pure athlete.
Well, no, we're talking athlete and accomplishment.
Okay. Accomplishment is important. So that's why AB probably stays in there. But
well, that might be why AB comes off in favor of Malkin.
Why?
Because of those accomplishments and all the accolades, plus the championships. Championships should hold weight.
Well, they do. And they
then
should.
Why not take Kutch out?
Well, I mean, do you want to have one pirate on the list?
You like, should know. You don't need to have five best athletes. You don't need to be whatever sport, as long as your accomplishments equal.
But I also
top
feel like
worthy
and MVP I, for McCutcheon, two other top three.
Oh,
finishes.
Believe me. Plus. I don't know how much this factors in, but he ushered the team into its brief renaissance.
The first time in how many years?
20. I
mean, he was the ringleader.
Right. So that's a tough one. It's a good problem to have if you're a city with all these people who are worthy of this, and there are probably more if you go down the list.
What about Mario, Bob?
Well, he technically played in the 2000. I get that.
Not only did he technically play, he had 76 points in 43 games.
Well, he's my number one all-time. I think best athlete in Pittsburgh sports history.
Sports history. Who's That's, number two? Sid?
Probably Sid. I would also, you
Joe
know.
Joe Green? Roberto Clemente?
You could put all of those people in there.
But I we're only put, putting four.
You're making
Where does Stargell go?
Tommy Pham after last
Tommy
night?
Pham. Maybe Derek Bell. We should bring him in with George Hendrick, Jogging George. Put them all in the
we
outfield.
We could do the worst athletes of the quarter century.
Where does Lonnie Chisenhall rank?
We never saw him, but he does qualify because he took money.
Yes, so he should be
he
last.
Took 2 years of money.
We could do. Oh, this leads to a lot of different. Bob, we're going to do this all summer. Every day there's a new topic. The five biggest free agent busts in Pittsburgh sports in this quarter
remember
century.
Remember Darius Green?
Remember Sidney Moncrief?
Sidney
Moncrief was with Ron Brewer and Marvin Delph at Arkansas. Dante Moncrief. He had more drops than catches with the Steelers.
Yeah, it was fun.
Before they cut him, Bob. Remember that?
I do.
You want to go, Bob.
Josh Van Meter with the Pirates. Remember him?
Yes.
He bounced around and played every position.
You've checked out, Bob, and now it's time to go, and I'm saddened by this.
No, you threw that at me at the last second.
I know. I just feel sad that you're leaving
now. Ryan Graves, where does he rank on the list?
Ryan Graves.
Oh, my God. Very highly.
I don't know as highly as some of the old school ones.
For $27 million?
Well, again, if you're going to factor the inflationary money increase, all that, sure. But
who's the best free agent signing in Pittsburgh sports in all these years?
It could be
Jeff Hardings, the Farrier Pigeon,
James
Farrier.
From what he was, to come here and what he did. That's one of
Russell
the best.
Martin? He was a good one.
A.J.
Good
Burnett?
One. He was a trade. Francisco Liriano?
He had a... What did they give him, a three-year, $36 million deal?
They did, yes.
But when they first signed him, it was an unbelievable
move. Oh, he was great. well, there are a lot of good names you could think about there.
What about the Penguins' best free agent signing, and why am I drawing a blank? Anyone? Limits?
A lot of their better guys have been trades. Yeah. Hornquist, Kessel.
Here we go. Checking them out.
You're
at least
right.
That's
Kessel was.
Yeah, Kessel was a trade.
Sergei Gonchar. There you go.
Yeah.
Right, Bob? Pick. Was that this century? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was back in... Yeah, absolutely it was.
Of course it was. It was 2005. Matt Cullen. There haven't been a lot, though. You're right, Limits.
No,
it's mostly been trades has been their big acquisitions. The Horny Boy Wonder was a trade.
Yeah, he was. From the Predators.
Bob, do you think the 2016 Penguins were the... Here's another one we can do, Bob. I guess we're doing them as we speak. the five best teams in Pittsburgh sports this century. Who was the best in this century?
First of all, I'm looking at this. I think you're right about Sergei Gonchar.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone even comes close to this.
Not even close.
You could include
you couldn't.
Brian Trottier based on what he did and what he represented here when they won.
No, we're talking this quarter century.
Oh, that's right.
You've checked out, Bob.
I don't
blame you. It just happens when you leave.
I'm not checked out.
Who was the best team? The best single team Pittsburgh has produced since 2000?
I would say the... again, that's a difficult question. Those back-to-back championships that they had in 16 and 17, they were terrific. But I also look back at the Steelers winning that Super Bowl in Tampa that year. They had everything that they could possibly want.
Yeah.
That, to me, probably was the team I'll pick number one.
Mm. See, I think the best of the three Penguin Cup teams...
Was 2009?
No, was 16.
Oh, I think
were the
17.
Fastest. No, that's
17. Didn't 17, even have Letang. How 17, are they better than 16?
Yeah, they
limits?
Overcame not having Chris Letang.
They didn't have HBK the way it was
way
either. Why were they better
16,
than 16?
They were the best team in the NHL in terms of what they were doing than anyone else. Nobody could stop them.
Wait, I want to know.
Jake Guentzel wasn't on the 16 team.
That's a good point, Bob.
Letang wasn't on 17, but Guentzel wasn't on 16.
That's why 16 was really good.
Hornquist
because
was
Guentzel
hurt.
Wasn't on it.
They overcame that. They didn't have him.
Wait a second. The 16 team had Sid, Gino at the height of their powers.
They brought up other
Brian
guys.
Brian Rust, the HBK line.
Right.
Phil Kessel as part of the HBK line on the left side of your power play.
That's why they were as good as they were. It comes back to third line success. Yeah. That team had a third line and no one else can match.
Limits
like
raises an
team.
Excellent point, though, Bob. The 17 team, I just think the 17 team had a much rougher time and wasn't playing as well as the 16 team. The 16 team was a juggernaut by playoff time.
You can make
time.
A case that the Penguin team, oh, no, that's going back before your deadline here. I'm thinking of just teams in general. I was going to say the one that didn't win the Stanley Cup after they won back-to-back in 92.
I know,
they lost to the
you've
Islanders.
Checked out.
No, oh. I'm going back beyond.
I know, but this is the quarter century exercise.
That. So I would go with the Steelers Super Bowl team, Super Bowl 43.
The 16 and 17 rosters were also very similar. They were very
That's
similar teams. Add in like Ron Hainsey
they're
Gensel,
all good.
They're very similar rosters, 16 and 17 as well.
You could make a list of the worst teams that have come along.
Yeah.
In the last quarter century. And
this pirate team.
I know which one would top the list.
2020 Pirates winning 19 games.
The X-Generation Penguins were pretty bad.
Yeah. What, by Darius Kasparaitis?
No.
Was he at the end of that X-Generation, though?
No.
Oh. Anything else you'd like to add, Joe?
Limits is fuming with me today, Bob.
Well,
I can tell back
there. I see
there.
That, but why?
I don't
what's going
know.
On in some...
Ever since I said his best bet for a girlfriend was to date a bot.
That's pretty insulting. Though.
I didn't
very well, insulting.
No, it wasn't. The one guy's marrying an AI bot. It was a joke. Thank you, Bob.
Oh my
Bob.
Goodness!
Hi, Bob.
This thing took a turn for the worse today.
Are you
I
surprised,
apologize.
Bob?
Am I what?
Are you surprised?
We're
that it
disjointed
took a turn?
Because you're leaving in the middle of a show. How are we supposed to do a show where it's you're
you
at the
know.
Beginning and then you're
you've,
gone? Everything's different
you've
now.
Given me a name of
it's
part-time
like having your
pump.
Starting
you know what I'm doing. This is what I and when I say. I always apologize and say, and then you say, don't worry about
it's
it, whatever
like
it is.
It's like making a game plan with your quarterback only playing a quarter and a half, Bob. We have 3.5 quarters left in the game here.
That's right.
2.5.
And I just injured myself, and I'm out for the rest of the game. Sorry.
Enjoy your day, Bob. Do you want to play golf later?
No, I have to
call
go and shoot
sick.
Some golf stories. That's what we're going to go to do now.
All right.
We have our series called Elite 18 that we do, and we find elite golf holes all throughout
That's
Western Pennsylvania.
That's actually an awesome thing to do. Have it fun
is.
Doing that. When will I see you again?
Maybe Thursday.
Maybe.
Colin's sick.
Colin's sick.
I'm not going to be here Friday. I'm at the Starkey.
No, you have your big
Starkey
one up at the
Colony
Foxburg Shootout. That's
yeah.
a good.
Wow.
What a great place that is. Yeah. I wish I could be there for that.
Me too. Yeah. I wish I could too.
You could have, Bob, if you had accepted your invitation.
But I can't. I have things to do.
No, you're not. You're off on Fridays.
I told you, I'm off, I'm on vacation. My wife has an agenda too, and I'm trying to help this. It's a
vacation
week.
I hear that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.